Paul Maurice, coach of the Winnipeg Jets. Welcome to Hockey Central at Noon. Darren Millard, Gord Stellick, and Colby Armstrong with you today, Paul. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate that.
We're just talking about the concussion spotter and the protocol. So just your opinion on this. And Connor McDavid was taken out of the game last night, and the Oilers were on a power play. And have you had it happen to your team yet?
Sure. It's happened a bunch of times, and we had four in one game. And I don't think there's an option here. I think it's a good idea. It's the right thing to do. You've got to take players off, and maybe, you know, 10, 20 years down the road here, we have a faster way to decide whether a player is concussed or not. Right now, we've got a certain amount of medical experience that tells us it takes us this long to clear a player. But for the safety of the players, I mean, we've all seen hits that we thought were concussion-like hits, that a guy was fine, and then we've seen hits that didn't look like much, and you lost a guy for 2 months. So I do know that you know, as these protocols that we've gotten to these players earlier, that we've held them out more cautiously, that our man games total loss, I'm not talking about the Winnipeg Jets, it's the National Hockey League, in total, our man games to concussion-related injuries and symptoms have gone down drastically, and that's the whole point of this. So it's tough. And you know what? It eventually is going to happen at a critical time in a playoff game. I think we've probably talked most about what happens when it's a goaltender, because that's a real tough thing to have to deal with late in the third period, switching your goalie out on a concussion in a playoff game. That one would be really difficult, but the priority is the player, and we're doing the best we can.
Now, is there a minimum time period the player has to be? I'm not saying you're trying to rush it, but I'm sure some guys are wondering that if he is clear, is it a time limit or just a kind of a concept that the medical guy decides and there's no time barriers?
Right, so there's a process. And the process has to go through, and they've got to have questions asked, and they have to have a certain amount of time in that. But like start to finish, there's not. The process just has to be done in terms of there's a block of time that the player has to be in a quiet area, and then the process has to go through before they go out. And I think that they will err on the side of caution with it, and I think they should.
Colby Armstrong, Gord Stellick, Darren Millard chatting with Winnipeg Jets head coach Paul Maurice, whose team is back into a playoff position. The difference between when you guys were trying to find a rhythm early on and then the last couple of weeks, is it Brian Little, simple as that?
Yeah, yes, is probably the most correct answer. We lost Brian and then Matty Perreault. So we lost
right.
Two of our top three centers. Well, we lost Brian 2 minutes into the season. And so we've had between five and seven players out of our lineup during the most difficult schedule that I've had in any year that I've been in the NHL. Just to give an example, we had 2 days off at home at the end of October on the 21st and 22nd of October, and we won't get 2 days off at home to the 12th and 13th of December. So it's an 8-week stretch, six sets of back-to-back games, and we were just beat up. So we got to a point where I think we hit that threshold. We went out on the road in Philadelphia, into Boston, back-to-back into Carolina, then into Nashville and Minnesota. And we just kind of broke. We were playing hard, but not particularly well, taking some penalties. But we were just at the point. Brian comes back, and now your center ice looks different. So you've got Scheifele and Brian Little and Adam Lowry back in the middle. Of course, Mark Scheifele then goes down and didn't play the last two games, and Blake Wheeler goes into the middle. But we had two of our top three centers and our shutdown pair of defensemen out of our lineup in Enstrom and Myers, and we struggled. And now they're back, and we're a little better team.
Am I accurate, the perception of your team, you know, this weekend, Scheifele out two games, you win the two. It's like an old love affair. When it's good, it's really good. When it's been bad, it's been really bad.
No, I think that would be that, but it's probably the accurate look from the deep outside. You know, when we're...
That's where I hang.
Right, but when you look at the three factors here, we start with a young template, right? So with the injuries they've had, we're running the youngest lineup in the NHL. And then you take from that five to seven players out of that lineup, and then you put it in the schedule that we've had. So it's very similar to Calgary's. It's brutal schedule. You're going to have inconsistencies that aren't based on how hard they're playing or the quality of hockey. It's the factors that they're dealing with. And when we've gotten a little bit of rest and we've gotten one or two players back, we've played pretty darn well. And so we're far bigger picture, we played 500 in November. Based on the number of bodies that we've had out and based on the schedule, that's very, very consistent. You throw a five-game losing streak in there, you would say, yeah, you're wildly inconsistent, but I don't think that's accurate at all.
Colby?
Yeah, the schedule seems fast and furious, obviously, but watching the game last night, you know, Kopp hits the crossbar, they come back down and score the tire, and you think with practice time, are you going to be working on breakaways with your guys because you guys had three of them last night?
Yeah. Just Nick Ehlers. I think he's in the last five games. Last night was a real statement game. It's a great learning experience for our team because the offensive production was fantastic and their goalie was really good. And we played it the right way. We were patient in the game, didn't force the offense when it wasn't going. But we've had that. We've had that a little bit of the run here with that. We've had a bunch of high end opportunities to score. That one. Then they come back down and score is almost a breaker, right? It's back-to-back nights. You're missing some really important players in your lineup. But the fact that Andrew scored, as a coach, you get to go in and say, see, you get rewarded if you play the right way. You hit a crossbar, you play the right way, and you score the game winner. We've had that a little bit. We've generated, our shot totals are down. I don't imagine our Corsi numbers are fabulous, but we've generated enough offense almost every night, and truly Patrick Laine has a big piece to that. But we've generated enough to feel confident, to be patient in our game. And then, you know, we've had two or three nights that we didn't like our game. The Edmonton game the other night, a Buffalo game, a game in Boston. Other than that, we generated enough to win most games.
What's the identity of your team? Because
we don't know yet.
You don't?
We haven't had it here yet. We've had a third of our lineup out. So when you want to be an aggressive, smart, on the puck team, you need players with a little bit of experience to do that. So we got four rookies in our lineup this year. We put four in last year. We've then taken a bunch of critical pieces to play to your identity out of the lineup. It's very difficult to establish that, but we're on our way. So if you were talking to the players today, you know, the details of our game have gotten very good recently. Shift length, being on the puck, no looping in our game, patience on pucks in and out, and an ability to have a quick strike. That would be the style of game that we want to play. Again, you take your top two or three centers out of your lineup, it's very difficult to look like the team that you're going to be.
Hey, Paul, a bit of a different question, but I remember back, I think when you were with the Leafs as well, but, you know, John Ferguson's era certainly got killed in overtimes and shootouts point-wise. And when you're vying for a playoff spot, those points are extremely valuable. And I just wondered if there was a goaltender appreciably better in shootouts, would you, or has any other coach ever said, think of switching for the shootout only if that guy happened to be the backup and doing it that way? I mean, you worry maybe about injury to the guy coming in cold. Maybe you worry about ticking the other guy off. But I'm wondering, given how valuable points are and if they had an appreciable statistical difference.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking back, so it's 10 years ago now. But we talked about that at the time. We had Vesa Toskala and Andrew Raycroft, and I can't remember which one, but there was very little chance of us winning the game with one of those two guys. And they do it in...
Don't sugarcoat it.
One of them had real tough numbers in the shootout. Like, it was a no-chancer. So we did talk about that. And then when I went over the KHL, that would be normal. It would not be that big a deal.
Did you do it?
No, I never did it there. Didn't matter. Neither one of the guys I had could stop the puck over there. But I think you remember the game, and it's the Ronnie Wilson's coaching the Leafs, and I believe it's Anaheim in town, and he switches goalies, and Curtis Joseph comes in and just about breaks his ankle, right? Like falling down on that. I think Solani, it was Anaheim, and it was over in two. I think it's really, really tough to do, to put a cold guy in on something like that, even if his numbers are right. And I think it's less of a factor now because of just the percentages of there's so many more games being decided in overtime that you just won't see it happen. I wouldn't be comfortable doing it.
So if you really don't like the other guy, you'd put him in?
We just run three forwards in the overtime and hope like hell we get a break.
Just a quick thought on Patrick Laine and where you are from the start of the season to now.
Well, I've never, ever seen anybody shoot a puck like that. So the story goes like this. I come back from the World Cup, and I'm watching this young guy skate around. He's hitting crossbars, and he's missing the net, and he's sour. He's barking at himself, I'm assuming. And he looked, and I'm thinking to myself, I got to talk to this kid. He can't get frustrated like that. And then the next 4 days, they just all went in. And now I understood why he was frustrated, because he doesn't miss. So he went on a run of scoring in practice. I've never, ever seen anybody get it off his stick in different ways to get it to the net. But the last two games especially, and again, Brian Little comes in and plays center iceman with him. A patience has come into the game that we haven't seen early on. Pucks out, pucks in. The idea that he doesn't have to make something happen in every shift, and we get into St. Louis, and he and Brian are the game deciders for us. Just a spectacular. He knocks the puck down from a pass from Brian, and it's off his puck in the back of the net for our first goal. And I know you saw the overtime. So a patience that is coming into his game now, recognition as a young star that you don't have to weave magic every time you touch the puck, and the National Hockey League won't allow you to do it. So make the most on the chances you get, and then play a smart, hard game in between.
Gord's got one more here, but I've never heard, Paul, a coach like you have talk about a player and his performance in practice so much that's the wow factor.
It was shocking. It is. I mean, I've never seen a guy score consecutively all over the nets as he just go up and down the ice. And it's not just me. You know, you're standing beside other guys in line. Here's when you know somebody's special. The veteran guys on your team are always talking about, you know, players paying their dues and you know, earning their opportunity. And we get out to 5-on-3s, and Blake Wheeler's going, look, it doesn't matter what we do. Get the puck to the kid and let him shoot it. So when those veteran guys are going, that guy's special, get him the puck, then you know you're dealing with a highly unusual talent.
Be remiss if he didn't ask what the official word on Mark Scheifele is.
So day-to-day, he got banged up there at the end of the second in Edmonton, didn't skate the next day because of our schedule, took the morning skate, didn't feel great, so we held him out. And there was an improvement before the Chicago game. We're off the ice today again because of our game situation, so we'll get a good look at him tomorrow. If he's not right at 100%, then we won't use him. This is a short-term minor in terms of length injury that we just want 100%, so he doesn't have to deal with it for two more weeks.
Paul, always a great catching up. It's also good when Gordy's around, because Gordy gets to look at Colby and say, you know, he used to work with us.
That's right.
He used to work with us.
Same desk.
That's right.
that beautiful little desk.
Why are we still here?
congratulations on the recent run, and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.